Hey, it's Catch Your Dog Trainer here. Welcome to Bark Bites, Insights to Wag About Every Day, your daily chat with Cat about dog training, behavior, and the human-canine bond, all through a systems thinking lens. So happy Wednesday and welcome to Behavior Bites. In today's episode, I am going to be launching the first episode in what will be a series of Wednesday episodes on understanding resource guarding. This is a huge topic, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to unpack it here. In our episode today, which I'm calling Resource Guarding 101, I'm just going to be giving you kind of a flyover of the behavior. I'm going to be chatting with you about what exactly is resource guarding, what are some of the things that dogs guard, what are some of the behaviors that are common with this behavior, and what are some of the underlying causes of this behavior? And finally, I'll be wrapping things up with a little bit of a chat about some of the myths that have been perpetuated about this behavior as well. So you're not going to want to miss this episode. Grab your preferred drink of choice, or head out for a nice little walk with your dog, and let's dive in. All right, so what exactly is resource guarding? According to a study in 2018 out of the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada, resource guarding involves the use of avoidance, threatening, or aggressive behaviors by a dog in order to retain control of food or non-food items in the presence of a person or other animal. And what I love about this definition is that it lets us know what types of behaviors we might expect to see. It lets us know what is the purpose of the behavior, and it lets us know what is the scope of different items that we might expect to see the behavior with, and with whom might we expect to see the behavior with. Now, I'm going to just break this down just a little bit more. I want to kind of zoom in on the three categories of behaviors that were noted in this definition, just to kind of bring hopefully a little bit more clarity to this definition. So avoidance, when it comes to resource guarding, involves any behavior where the dog is attempting to move away or run away and hide. And sometimes what this means is we'll see a dog grab an item and then run off with it. And sometimes they'll just hide with it. And in other instances, we might note that they rapidly ingest the item, which can cause, of course, a whole other set of challenges, because a dog might, of course, get something that's dangerous or something that's of high value to you. Moving on to threatening behaviors, this is a category of behaviors that includes anything that's meant to actually warn the other individual, so the person or the other animal or animals, in order to actually avoid intense conflict. And so threats can include behaviors such as growling, baring the teeth, or freezing. So freezing is where the dog is really, really still. And then with respect to aggressive behaviors, what we're talking about here are behaviors that are just a little bit more intense, such as snapping, snarling, lunging, and biting. And while I'm kind of neatly placing these behaviors into categories, keep in mind that in reality, this is a continuum, and it's highly nuanced, and nothing really fits into neat categories in any part of our lives. And the same is the case with our dogs' behaviors as well. And so with all of that being said, let's talk about what exactly do dogs guard. And so in the definition, they said that dogs guard in order to retain control of food or non-food items. So some of these items, of course, then could be food, toys, territory, people, space. So space could include things like sleeping locations, or it could be like the entranceway to your house. It could also include their bodies or a perimeter around their bodies. It could include items that they find. It could include items that belong to others. So sometimes guarding is like really, really specific, occurring only under specific circumstances, and otherwise it can be a lot more general. Space might also include things like resting locations, and any areas that are associated with food storage or other valuable items. We can also see dogs guarding things like their feces or vomit. I've worked with a dog that was guarding their hair when it was shedding. So anything that the dog perceives as being of value and that they want to maintain control or possession of. Now, moving on, I want to chat a little bit more about some of the signs of resource guarding. I've already given you kind of some broad brush strokes, but let's talk about some of maybe the slightly less obvious ones going forward as these episodes unfold. I'm sure that I will be at some point talking to you about what I call hidden resource guarding, which are behaviors that unless you know to look for them, you're not going to see them. But for today, let's also talk about behaviors such as body blocking. So moving their bodies in order to block between the resource and the quote unquote intruder. And then also, and I mentioned this earlier, we can get things like just eating a little bit more quickly or rapidly ingesting objects. Sometimes we'll see just more submissive postures, especially if the dog doesn't have a lot of confidence in the behavior. We can see things like raising their lips. They might grab items and run away, as I noted before. Sometimes we'll get the whale eye, where we see the white of their eye stiffening or freezing. Oftentimes the dog will sort of hunker down over the item. We'll sometimes see them doing what we call a three-point hold, where they hold the item with their front two paws, and then they either rest their chin or hold their chin over the item in order to signal possession. So, and again, this is by no means exhaustive, but this is just some of the different behaviors and patterns that we might expect to see. Now, let's talk about some of the different factors that influence resource guarding. And just know that going forward, as these episodes continue in this series, we will be doing a deep dive into some of these different factors. So some of the important factors to consider would be things like relationship conflict, trust, deprivation. So in other words, a period presently or historically of starvation or deprivation of resources, trauma, stress, genetics. Some dogs have actually been selected to have parts of their motor patterns include parts of the resource guarding spectrum of behaviors. So we'll chat about that in the future as well. Also, sometimes it's just a learned behavior, and sometimes the human side of the leash is guilty in terms of inadvertently training the dog to guard. Sometimes guarding is just meeting unmet needs. In other circumstances, the dog may be struggling with their communication, so resource guarding becomes their voice. Also, sometimes the dog has sensory and sensory motor challenges, and the resource guarding is something that emerges out of that. And sometimes we've got what are known as spatial and social dynamics at play as well. And so again, these are things we're going to dive into in more depth going forwards. Now, before I wrap up our conversation today, I want to debunk some common myths surrounding resource guarding. So first and foremost, resource guarding is not always about dominance or status, and it's not always about fear. So anytime you hear somebody say, this particular behavior is always about blank, you should run. Behavior is just not that simple. And so, so resource guarding is not always about dominance or fear. Consider that taking things away from a dog or touching the dog generally isn't going to actually help. Trading for other items sometimes helps, but not always. And in many cases, resource guarding has absolutely nothing to do with the resources. So, and that is why I'm doing this series of episodes. And so I truly hope that this has been a helpful episode for you today. Drop me a comment, let me know what you thought, or zip over to my website and leave me a question for Weekend Woofs. I'm excited to consider this, or to continue rather, this exploration of resource guarding in dogs with you. Let me know what you're excited to learn about. And until next time, remember that every day is a day to bark about with Bark Bites. I'll see you on Friday.